Matt DeFerranti, Democratic candidate for Arlington County Board.
I like to start these off with asking you for your 20 to 30 second pitch, if I'm a voter, why I should choose you on election day.
Arlington's a great place to live, but if we don't grow our economy, the things that have made us such a great place to live, like excellent schools, affordable home ownership and affordable housing, and our inclusive values, our focus on renewable energy and the environment, all of those things won't be affordable if we don't grow our economy by bringing down our office vacancy rate.
So how do you plan to do that?
I think there's a couple of things that we can do. One is we need to focus on the sectors, the economic sectors that are going to grow in the future. Cybersecurity clearly is going to grow. There's also renewable energy and energy efficiency software, clean and green technology, medical technology, and education. Those are sectors that are all going to grow. So having a board member that's focused on marketing and growing businesses from inside Arlington County, and also bringing businesses from outside our county to help bring down our nearly 20% vacancy rate. That's part of the strategy, is really focusing your time and then working to build relationships with those key sectors that are going to grow. And then the other piece of, I think, economic growth for Arlington is going to need to be being leaders in the next generation of Wi-Fi technology so that people continue to want to move here.
So what differentiates you on this and any other issues from Mr. Weistat, who has some of the same general concepts of where he'd like to see the county go?
My opponent doesn't identify the vacancy rate as his top priority, and I think that's a mistake, because for over 4 years, we've been hovering right at 20% or above 20% as far as our office vacancy rate. And so we have to identify it and spend the majority of your time working to bring that down, or we're going to have deficits. Like, the projected deficit for next year is $78 million, which is about 8% of our overall budget. So that focus, that willingness to spend time on this key issue, differentiate me from my opponent. And then commitment and willingness to invest in our future. We need to invest to address our school capacity challenge. And last year, there was a choice as to whether to even advertise or consider just a half cent of a property tax increase. I think we didn't have as good a dialogue last year, and now we're facing a $78 million deficit.
So how do you deal with that deficit while also dealing with the school crowding and all of these other issues? What would you see as the trade-offs that the county should make?
So first and foremost, we have to put all of our time, not necessarily more budget, but a lot of our time into addressing the vacancy rates in Crystal City and Roslyn. And second, as far as building those additional seats, the additional school capacity, we need to bring down our cost per seat. The most important factor in educating a child is the quality of their teacher. So we need good buildings, but we don't need gold-plated buildings. And bringing down that cost per seat will enable us to build the seats we need, while also keeping our budget in check. It all is dependent in part on willingness to make hard choices on our budget, but a recognition that investing and growing our economy to bring businesses and grow businesses here is really the medium and long-term way out of this budget challenge that we face.
What about the affordability of Arlington? I mean, that's something Chair Crystal talks about a lot, is how can people either afford to stay or move to Arlington? And is there any way to address that given how popular it is to be in Arlington?
Well, I'm really proud to have Chair Crystal's support. I think she's right in that we're going to need creativity and not just the tools that we are already using to address our affordability challenges. So There's a community land trust approach that Richmond uses. It's essentially a co-op that allows teachers and police officers, firefighters, to buy into a land or to a condo building, keep half the value for themselves. The other half the value stays with the co-op so that in the future, middle class Arlingtonians can afford to buy a place here. That's a creative approach. We'll also need to be committed and courageous and relentless in our budgets in making sure that the middle class can afford to buy. It's not a problem that I can fix overnight, and it's not a problem that we as a community can fix overnight. But you do want to know that the person that you choose is working relentlessly and creatively to find land use and co-op type approaches and other approaches to make Arlington affordable for the middle class.
Obviously, another budget driver is transportation spending. Do you have any ideas about what the county needs to either invest more in or less in, and how to address some of the issues with the money that's going into Metro from the county?
The first thing that we need to do is recognize that Metro is fundamental. It's why many of us moved here, and we made progress with the dedicated funding stream. We also need to understand that took investment and will take investment. One of our biggest challenges is that in fixing the dedicated funding stream, in Richmond, there was a couple of delegates, and in particular, one delegate on the Republican side who chose to prevent Northern Virginia from even considering hotel tax increase of 1%, which would have provided somewhere, depending on the year, 4 to 5, all the way up to 12 million in additional resources. We need additional resources to make sure that Arlington's transportation system works well. It's one of those key infrastructure components that is central to our economy thriving and really our community having a high quality of life. So that is the first priority that I'd work with the Richmond delegation, the Arlington delegation to Richmond, to try to provide us that flexibility so we could have additional resources to invest in multimodal transportation. Sometimes that's going to be roads, sometimes it will be metro infrastructure and entrances, and sometimes it will be bicycle key connections, as well as the ART bus. So if we had those additional resources, I think that has to be and would be my top priority on transportation.
What about the divide in Arlington? I mean, we alluded to it with some of the school stuff, but obviously there are two very different Arlingtons. And is there anything that you would propose from the county board level to attempt to address some of those issues?
One of my five priorities is ending child hunger in Arlington. There are 2,300 families that go to the Arlington Food Assistance Center every month. And we should be working to end child hunger, which is about 30% of those 2,300 households. That's something that Arlington could achieve if we work together. We were able to end veterans homelessness in 2015. We should set goals on equity and fairness and with respect to our neighbors in need that lift the entire community up and address the equity issues that have resulted from an imbalance historically in resources and investment in the county.
Obviously, when Mr. Vysat first went onto the board, the streetcar was the big thing. Are there any of these big projects, you know, the aquatic center, that you think are really going to be positive for the county or negative, or that you have ideas of ways to change them?
Well, I think fiscal responsibility is critical. I was chair of the school budget committee this past year, and we closed a $20 million gap without cutting core educational services. We did it while providing a pay raise for teachers, which I believe in. There's some decisions that the board made as a group that I agreed with over the past 4 years. The Artisphere was fundamentally a flawed business plan, and we needed to be fiscally responsible there. And the same is true with Reeves Farmland. No one is proposing, and we shouldn't relitigate the streetcar. That decision has been made as a community. I do think we have to be fiscally smart, and bringing down the cost of the aquatic center is a good step. But there is a need shown through surveys And I think it's the right, since we've also signed a contract, I also think it's the right step for us to move forward with it at this stage. I think that I have the support of a lot of former board members 4 or 5 years ago, but the new board members, Katie Crystal, Eric Gutchall, Christian Dorsey, they have a sense of fiscal responsibility that I believe is different than the prior board from 5 years ago. And so I think, yes, fiscal responsibility, but we can't cut our way to prosperity, and we have to make smart investments like undergrounding the Orange Line was in 1968 so that we can grow as a whole community.
Just because I've been doing so many interviews with congressional candidates, do you think that the idea of a blue wave or President Trump has anything to do with this, or is this an entirely local race that people are voting solely on local issues?
I would say for the most part, people are voting on local issues, but I don't think it's irrelevant. The decisions, I alluded to a decision with respect to transportation that Arlington is losing out on millions of dollars every year because of in Richmond, the current version of the Republicans in the assembly in Richmond in particular is hardline ideological. And so I think it's not, you know, state and to some extent national issues are not totally irrelevant. But I would say that Arlingtonians are very smart. They're informed. They want to know who's going to be the best choice for the next 4 years. Who's going to address the office vacancy rate, the school capacity crunch, and who's going to act on climate change? I propose 100% renewable energy by 2035. Who's going to act on the issues they care about? And so predominantly, it's a local election, and it should be. But values and ideals matter, and I think I bring those ideals that are consistent with Arlington's history to our biggest challenges over the next 4 years.
Are you going to win on November 6th?
I believe we'll win. It will be close, but I think more and more people are hearing the message that I've been describing, which is address our biggest challenges and then stay true to our forward-thinking ideals. And as more and more people hear that message, I think we're going to win.
Anything else we didn't talk about that you wanted to make sure people know about or anything?
No. Final point, which is I am looking for, I love the chance to get to know Arlington, and I am respectful of voters' choices. And I'm confident if Arlingtonians, as they get to know me and as they have all the facts, they'll make the right decision for this community.